The Lebanese army pounded a Palestinian refugee camp near the northern city of Tripoli today. It is the third day that the government is attacking Islamic militants holed up in the camp. And it is the worst internal fighting since Lebanon's long civil war ended in 1990. The residents of the camp are getting increasingly desperate as the fighting prevents them from escaping. For an update, we've turned to Los Angeles Times reporter Louise Rogue, who is in Beirut. Hello.
Hi.
Tell us what the situation is there today.
Well, it appears that the army has resumed its artillery shelling of the camp. They're perched on a hill outside the camp and have been bombarding the camp for 3 days straight now.
And fire is being returned from the camp?
Well, the militants have been returning fire with mortars and heavy machine gun fire.
And of course, those are the militants. Now, the residents themselves, they're trapped in between the two. Is there any way to know what it's like inside the camp?
Well, we spoke to a doctor yesterday who described the situation as a catastrophe. There's no electricity, there's no water, doctors can't treat the wounded. The Red Cross has been unable to get in and establish a presence inside the camp, so it's unclear how many people may be wounded or even dead inside the camp.
What is known about this militant group Fatah al-Islam, which, by the way, is not necessarily part of the camp, right?
Well, residents say that these guys are intruders, and in the past there's been attempts to push them out of the camp. There's been gunfights between residents of the camp and this group. The group is led by a man named Sheikh Absi, who is wanted by Jordanian authorities for his alleged role in the assassination of an American diplomat in 2002. Observers say that they abide by an al-Qaeda ideology. Some of the fighters apparently are from other Arab countries in the region. Some are locals motivated more by poverty and a resentment of the government. There appears to be about a couple of hundred fighters, according to the government and experts in the area.
But from what you say, it doesn't sound like that much is known about this group.
It only surfaced in November. It is a pretty shadowy group. There's also accusations that Syria has been backing the group in an attempt to destabilize Lebanon.
And the Syrians themselves, they've denied that they're connected to this group, Fatah al-Islam.
Damascus has indeed denied any connections to the group, and the group has denied Syrian links. When we spoke to a spokesman yesterday, he said that his brothers, as it were, had spent time in Syrian prisons.
Well, could it destabilize the government? Are there concerns that the situation could worsen and spread?
Well, indeed, there's already been two bombings in the capital. We had a bombing here on Sunday night in a Christian neighborhood, killing one woman. The following day, there was a massive bombing in a Sunni Muslim upscale shopping district, and six people were injured during that bombing. So, yes, there are real concerns that the fighting and the unrest might spread.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome.
Los Angeles Times reporter Louise Rogue in Beirut. And you can learn more about al-Qaeda-related groups in Lebanon by going to npr.org.